MSNBC's Joe Scarborough has Twitter tantrum over 2020 Dems positions, y'all be y'all and lose. By Christina Wong on July 2, 2019. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough in a series of tweets on Tuesday scolded the 2020 Democrats for taking leftist positions, arguing that they would all lose to President Trump. Addressing the candidates, he wrote, "You now support 1. Universal health care for illegal immigrants. 2. Making illegally crossing America's borders legal, and 3. A return to forced busing. Do you also now support the banning of the Betsy Ross flag from public places?" he tweeted, along with a hashtag WokeNation hashtag. The flag reference referred to Nike canceling the release of a special Independence Day shoe line after former football player Colin Kaepernick protested it. Scarborough's tweet summarized positions some or all of the 2020 Democrat candidates took during last week's second primary debates among the 10 candidates present. All 10 candidates said their health care plan would support universal health care for illegal immigrants. Some said they would legalize illegal immigration to America. During that second debate, former Vice President Joe Biden said he opposed federal busing measures but supported voluntary local measures, while Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, indicated she was in support, arguing that she was a beneficiary of busing. Scarborough explained to woke Democrats that he did not expect them to adjust their beliefs to suit him, a former Republican, but argued that he wanted them to refrain from blowing themselves up politically and re-electing Trump. "But y'all be y'all and lose another election to Trump that you should have won," he added. The reception may have not been what Scarborough hoped for. He was slammed by his Twitter followers, with some attacking him as a closet Republican and calling him a fascist. Scarborough, a former Republican congressman, left the Republican Party after Trump was elected. He then fired off a bizarre series of tweets, claiming he would delete some of them. It is not clear what tweets he deleted, if any.